Hi, this is Scott Hanselman, and this is another ASP.NET Dynamic Data How-To screencast. In this screencast, we'll see how to handle data that dynamic data doesn't know how to handle. So what do I mean by that? Well, let's take a look at the categories table. These are the categories of all the products within the Northwind database. And do you see this kind of funky old-looking picture here? Almost looks like a 16-color bitmap. Well, the Northwind database has been around for a long time, and the pictures have been embedded in that database for a very long time, and they're in a strange format that's not GIF and not JPEG. So for the purposes of this demo, let's just assume that this is data that's binary, that's in a database in a blob somewhere, that's in a very strange format. Some format that isn't obvious. It's not a date time, it's not a currency. How do we tell dynamic data about that so we can have a good experience? Well, there's a pretty interesting solution to make this happen. It's pretty clever. Let's jump over to our solution, and we'll take a look at the category model. Now, in previous talks, we've seen how we can add metadata. We've taken our partial class category. Remember where the rest of this exists. It exists over in the Link to SQL Designer. So within our Link to SQL Designer, we've got category, and we can see the different columns. And one of them is picture. Right now it's described as binary. It says right there, represents an immutable block of binary data. It's a byte array. It's a bunch of blobs in the database. So the system wouldn't automatically know what to do with that. By default, you would get nothing. So what we'll do is we're going to put in a UI hint. We're going to describe this as being a DB image. That's just a name that we've made up. I could call it foo, and I'll show you how I would plug that in. We'll call this a DB image. And then we're going to introduce an attribute of our own, a custom attribute. This attribute is called image format, and this is over in the API that we're going to use to pull those images out. And all this attribute has to do is derive from system.attribute, and it can hold information. So it's very, very basic stuff. All this is going to do is show the size at which we want this to display in the UI, separate from the size that it is in the database. So we've got a UI hint and then a little bit of custom metadata. Remember that UI hint is part of the component model's data annotations that came with the system. We needed additional information about that, so we've decided to add the image format attribute. And you can add your own attributes and stack them up however you like. So how do we handle a DB image? Let's go back over to the Solution Explorer. Take a look at our field templates. Remember that our field templates are the name of that data type .ascx, or the name of that data type, and then underscore the state that it's in this case, edit. So we have booleans. Booleans display themselves as checkboxes by default, and booleans, when they're being edited, also display themselves as checkboxes. In a previous talk, we changed the date time to include the telerik rad date picker. So when the date time is being displayed ordinarily, it just shows up as a string. When it's being edited, it shows up as a fancy calendar control from Telerik. So we've added a dbimage.ascx for when DB images are being displayed in a field in a grid view. And we've added a dbimage underscore edit for when they're being displayed in an editing mode. Let's open that up and see what's going on. Notice that there's no code behind, but there is a little bit of code. We've given our DB image a little property for its height and width that we're going to pull out of that attribute, the image format attribute. But immediately we just override on data binding. So at the time that we're binding to the database, we're going to be handed that link binary, that byte array. We're going to then use our metadata attributes class to call and say, do you have any attributes of this type? Give me the first one or the default. So at this point, the metadata variable holds that attribute. If you added a custom attribute, you would grab it here. This is the way that your control can interrogate the object model, that meta model. In this case, because we're being handed a category object, we can look at that category object and pull out the image format. We then pull out that number. Our default was 100, but if you remember correctly, we put 200 on the image format attribute back on the model of our category. You can then use our meta column, because this is the representative, this is represent we can use our meta column and grab the name of the table, pull out the primary key, and the value of that property that we're going to need. And this is interesting. Because of the way HTML works, we can't show the image here. This is a chunk of HTML that's going to appear inside of a grid view or a list view. The image has to be retrieved via a image source equals tag. So there's a little indirection here. What we're going to end up doing is calling imagehandler.ashx, and this is going to create a image tag that's going to pull the image out. If there was a way to display this image as text, or if there was something that we were doing with a custom data type and we could present it as HTML, we would do it at this point. But this is also a good example of how to have a bit of information that's stored and you want to pull it from elsewhere. So this rather than an image could be a PDF or a Silverlight object or rendered as anything else, and I might have to have that bit of indirection. For this sample, we're pulling in a table and a column and primary key stuff, and we're passing information into the database, into the URL, but that's okay because this is not a private database. Another way to do this would be to create a key, put it into the URL and have that key expire. So a temporary key to allow someone to receive that information. Or if we were running all of this in a secure fashion, we would authenticate via the user's identity and then pull the information out of the database. So we set that new URL for the image handler on the image, and then our image handler ASHX actually lives inside of our DB image. DB image is our API that we wrote in C# that I'll show you in a moment to pull that image out and do the processing. Mostly it's an implementation detail because we're just going to figure that that image is something funky that's living in the database that we want to pull out. So let's take a look at our HTML. Here we see one of our many columns. We've created the source equals image handler. And that was the generated URL. I can take this URL, this encoded URL, decode it, drop it into my URL, and I can see the image come back out of the database. That could be, again, any blob of data. It could be PDF, could be a Silverlight, Flash, Word document. I could create it in an iframe. So we could be potentially rendering things in iframes here and showing previews of documents. So dynamic data doesn't need to know about what's stored in the database. Additionally, let's say that we were storing a GUID in the database that represented some data that was stored on disk. This technique could be used. We could name that, give it a UI hint, and then retrieve it and show it here inside of our data grid so that the information wouldn't actually have to live in the database. It could live elsewhere on the file system. So that's how you can teach ASP.NET Dynamic Data how to deal with data types that it may not be familiar with, like in this example, binary pictures that are coming out of a database. I'll see you again on the next How To ASP.NET Dynamic Data screencast. Thanks.